Good Morning Football is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Hope you had a great weekend. I know I did. I'm Will Selva, and these are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network. The 2020 season is officially over. It may be we can say the same for the argument over if Tom Brady is the greatest quarterback of all time. Brady winning his seventh Super Bowl, leading the Bucs to a convincing 31-9 win over the Chiefs. TB12 has more Lombardi trophies than any single player or, get this, any franchise has in NFL history. His former team, Patriots and Steelers, each have six, in case you were wondering. His three TDs, 201-yard performance, earning him his fifth Super Bowl MVP award. Afterwards, Jim Nantz from CBS Sports had the chance to talk with him.
The odds you had to overcome to get to this game and to get to this point right here. How special is this night for you of all the great things you've accomplished?
I'm so proud of all these guys down here. Everything we dealt with all year. We had a rough month of November, but BA had all the confidence in us. The team had a lot of confidence. We came together at the right time. I think we knew this was going to happen tonight, didn't we? We ended up playing our best game of the year.
With all that you've done, where does this rank? Is this the crowning achievement?
I'm not putting any, making any comparisons. Being down here and experiencing it with this group of guys is, every year is amazing. And this team is world champions forever. You can't take it away from us, so. Thank you guys. Thank you all.
Brady joining Peyton Manning is the only QBs in NFL history to win a Super Bowl with two different teams. Manning won with a pair of AFC squads, Denver and Indianapolis, while Brady is the only signal caller to do so in both conferences. His teammate, star wide receiver Mike Evans, knew as soon as the future Hall of Fame quarterback signed with the Tampa Bay Bucks last year, their franchise was destined for good things.
When we got Tom, obviously that makes you a contender. You know, he's one of those guys, he's like LeBron. Whatever team you put him on, they're gonna be a contender. If you had Tom Brady, you know, the greatest quarterback of all time, that's gonna do it itself. You know, and we had a lot of great players around him. And if you give, you know, the goal to all these players, and it's gonna work out.
It was definitely a game Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes wish worked out differently. Including the playoffs, Mahomes' 52.3 passer rating was his lowest in any of his 54 career starts. He did not throw any touchdowns and was intercepted twice. Despite entering Super Bowl 55 with a toe injury, Mahomes making no excuses for last night's subpar performance.
I mean, obviously I didn't play the way I wanted to play, but what else can you say? All you can do is leave everything you have on the field, and I feel like the guys did that. They were the better team today. They beat us pretty good. The worst I think I've been beaten in a long time.
Was the toe a problem for you tonight, and are you going to be having surgery anytime soon on that?
Yeah, I mean, I can't say the toe was a problem when I played last week, and or 2 weeks ago, and I played well on it. I mean, it's on you to battle through. You're playing football. You have to battle through injuries. We'll look at it tomorrow, and we'll make a final decision on if we're going to have surgery on it or not.
The NFL media family, of course, is a tight-knit family. And when we lose someone, it hurts. And right now, we are all hurting. And colleague Chris Wessling passed away at the age of 46 following a courageous and very brave battle against cancer. And Wes always was able to work in the midst of such incredible circumstances, still showing through that talent that if you want to read what he wrote in his articles, highly encourage it. He was incredibly talented, incredibly smart, was a football encyclopedia. He was also, of course, a valuable member of the Around the NFL podcast.
My name is Dan Hansis, joined in a room filled with heroes, Mark Sessler, Chris Wessling, Greg Rosenthal with the Pocket Square. What is up, boys?
Hey, Dan.
Hey, Dan.
Hey, Dan.
Hey, Dan.
Hey, Dan.
It is the game of both skill and valor, also known as
Win Wes's Toaster.
In a big spot.
An 8-3 team on a 6-game winning streak?
I'm going to look it up.
Jesus Christ.
The live show success, the meetup.
even more of a success.
You guys have sat behind me or sat beside me for 700 shows. You sat beside me for a grueling battle with cancer. Will you stand beside me on the most important day of my life?
The wine is blue because we're having a baby boy!
Oh, look at that.
Something is always lost in art or experience when you analyze it. Mark Twain, once he became a riverboat pilot and learned the technical side of it, the Mississippi River was no longer beautiful for him. If I was to hire a sports writer, the first question I was going to ask him is, how do you reconcile the essential meaninglessness of sports? I mean, how do you reconcile watching young men bang into each other and try to advance an inflated pigskin against marked territory? I mean, that's what you're doing. How do you reconcile the importance of that? And I think it's like Shakespeare's poems or Beethoven's Moonlight Sonata. This is going above and beyond. At its best, sports is look at what humans can do.
Obviously, celebrating Wes and what he brought to the NFL Media Group. We were also blessed to be working with his beautiful wife, Lakeisha, and he is also survived by his beautiful infant son, Link, as well. We started at NFL Network about the same time, 8 years ago. He had his desk right there by the newsroom desk where we do our updates, and we would have conversations about Tybee Island. He absolutely loved Tybee Island and would literally light up when he talked about it. And for us, he is a light for us. Tybee Island has a lighthouse there for all to see. And right now, Wes's light is shining brightly for us all. Wes, you are missed. And Lakeisha, Link, we're with you and we're hurting with you. And Kay, as I sent it to you and the guys, I remember that Wes actually was on the show doing, I believe, the Nerd Bowl during one of the yes. Super Bowl shows mm-hmm. that we had done.
I don't even think it was the only time he'd been on our show. A brilliant mind, a brilliant writer, and all of our love and deepest sympathies go out now, of course, to Lakeisha and to Baby Link, who will be supported and loved by us here at home. And we also extend our deepest sympathies from our breakfast table as we say thank you for the beautiful words. We'll sell them, bring it here to New York to everyone who does that podcast, his best friends. I mean, he let us into his life when it came to this, his battle with cancer, his beautiful love story that I followed like a Netflix show between Lakeisha and Chris Wessling and what they went through and the ups and the downs. So I'm hurting for Colleen Wolfe, who did a brilliant job putting on a brave face this weekend in Tampa on the coverage, sitting there on Good Morning Football Weekend and on Super Bowl Live, to Mark Sessler, to everybody there and all of the people that Wes has touched throughout the years. I first, Peter, heard of the legacy of Chris Wessling before I ever met him when I was a young kid and I showed up at NBC Sports and my first producer, Matt Casey, said, this is who you need to read. He doesn't even work here anymore. He was here working for Roto-World and NFL took him, but I need you to read this every day before you even come into my office and talk to me.
Yeah, he was as gifted a football historian in mind. If you want to just talk ball and look up his writing, Chris Wessling, it's there. He loved football literature. So you heard that Mark Twain quote that he was talking about. But like, he would reference books from the 70s and the 60s and 50s. And this is one of these guys who like loved the game. And we had him on at Super Bowl, you mentioned, in Houston. And we do a segment called the Nerd Bowl. And it's fun. And we have all these former athletes come and play it. I said, we got to have Chris Wessling come on and play it. He's going to be our lead challenger. I do trivia and Kyle hosts it. And Chris deserved every second of that moment on our show, and it was so fun because I know he enjoyed it so much, and he's waving to the fans, and I looked at him as the most gifted mind at NFL Media when it came to football. And I would add to your point, as someone who works on a show every single day, I can only imagine the pain that, of course, his wife and his family is feeling, but Mark Sessler, Dan Hanzus, Greg Rosenthal, Emma Samaki, Erica Tamposi, all of those around the League podcast folks who are just incredible folks, and just I just know the pain of losing a work brother, colleague, friend. I'm at a loss. It really sucks.
It does
suck.
Let me expand on that memory because I think it says a lot about him. We used to do a segment where Peter would take on anybody in football trivia and take on all comers, and we're in the Houston Super Bowl. This is before Patriots Falcons, and the conceit of this segment was that Peter stands up and says to the audience, who wants up? Anybody come up here and take me on? Now, Kay and Nate are in the audience, and we have this plant that the idea is this going to be as Chris Wessling was there, and Kay and Nate say, how about this guy? We found him. And Peter's like, oh my gosh, Chris Wessling knows everything. I can't take on this guy. The problem is that was a terribly produced, terribly run segment by me in which the questions were impossible, and both Peter and Chris couldn't get any of them right. So the whole setup that we did fell flat because of our fault. Now, a lot of people would have been embarrassed. They would have walked off. They would have thrown a fit. I didn't get any of the questions right. I looked terrible. He was up for anything.
He loved it.
He had no problem. He laughed it off. He walked off. We all had a laugh about how terribly the segment went. I thought this said a lot about him. I mean, a lot of people in what we do. You walk away from meeting them saying, a lot of people are cool. A lot of people are smart. You don't walk away from a lot of people saying they're very kind. Mm-hmm. And that was my impression of Chris. And that little story was just a small part of it. And I'm hurting for his family as well.
Yeah, definitely hurting, guys. I didn't do a lot of work with Wes. But every time I was around him, always had something positive to say. That's my whole thing with him. He was a human, a real human being. Yep. Very kind, very thoughtful in everything he said to you. And obviously, one of the most brilliant writers I've ever been around. So, yeah, it's a sad day. We lost a big one.
Lakeisha and Link, we love you. Sending our love. If you need anything, let us know here from the East Coast. And Chris Wessling, you will be missed.